Hello everybody, welcome to another episode of the Afropreneur Podcast. My name is Uwem Apan and beside me is...
The awesome Blessing Abeng. What if my name was Blessing Abeng?
Well, I'm awesome too, that's all I heard.
No, you said your name is Uwem Apan. What if my name was Blessing Abeng? That would be so cool.
Let's go back to your parents and ask them why they didn't give you your name twice.
Good joy. Good joy.
So, what are we discussing today? You know, there's this whole buzz about... innovation, disruption.
The new one we heard, innovation.
Innovation, like we heard the other day. So I'd like us to discuss, let's just discuss around innovation and disruption. Are they the same thing? What's innovation? What's disruption? When do you start disrupting? What's innovation? Like
what's
somebody
invention?
Said, what's invention? So I like us to discuss.
What's
to discuss.
Intervention? Sorry. I'm so sorry, guys. I think all these words need intervention, actually.
Because it's a problem. Somebody does something quite creative, and next thing he goes, he has disrupted. I think.
Why are you hating on their disruption?
I'm not hating on their disruption.
You are hating on their disruption.
I feel the word has been overused. And been abused.
Okay, so start by educating us. What is innovation? I'm obsessed with innovation. What is innovation?
Innovation is doing something differently.
No, let's start from the first one that came. What is invention?
Invention is creating a new product that has not existed before. Creating a new service that has not existed before.
I don't know. Are services inventions? I don't think services are
inventions.
They are
offshoots of... Okay.
No, inventions are often products or stuff actually. That you can see. Tangible
products, yeah.
Hence, inventors and all of those things, yeah. So, yes, invention would be what Steve Wozniak did with laptops, with the MacBook thing. Not laptops, but MacBook.
With the original iPhone.
With the original MacBook.
Even with the original...
That I would call products. Invention. In fact, that is invention. It became... Okay, innovation. What then is innovation? I think innovation can be either ways. An invention that applies to both products or service.
But the key thing with innovation is that it either opens a new market...
That's disruption.
Oh, no. Sorry. See, I'm going ahead of myself. But yes, where were we?
Innovation, even when he's confused. Start the game.
So yeah,
so
like
first you establish that invention is coming up with a new product, something tangible but new. Okay, so innovation
is basically doing something differently, and I think it mostly applies to services.
I think it can apply to anything. It could be products, it could be services, it could be processes, it could be you can innovate around your business model, you can innovate around the process. Yes, for instance, I see that a lot of innovation, okay, not a lot, some innovations become disruption.
Eventually.
Uber, for example. Uber innovated. Naturally we're used to hailing cabs and all of that. But they came to a point where they could own or become a taxi business without owning a single taxi.
By going, let's stick to innovation first.
Okay.
By going towards disruption.
And that's what I'm saying now. Like a lot of innovation, sorry, not a lot, but innovation breeds disruption.
That's exactly.
You can't disrupt without innovating in the first place.
You have to try something new, try something
but
different.
But not every innovation is a disruption. So
exactly.
If it doesn't change the process, if it doesn't create some sort of shift in the atmosphere, if it doesn't make
atmosphere,
people...
Atmosphere, please.
Atmosphere, no, atmosphere? Nina, like in the earth. If there's no shift, like if people don't start thinking differently because of your product, if people don't start doing things differently because of your product, like the internet was highly disruptive.
But that's, I like the example you gave. You know what was disruptive 20 years ago is not necessarily disruptive at the moment.
Do you have an example for us?
The internet was regarded as a disruption many
it's
years
still
ago.
A disruption.
Internet is no more a disruption. It's not more a disruption.
Well, don't make me argue this with you.
It's not more a disruption now.
The innovation around the internet will forever be disruptive.
That was
many years back. You cannot reinvent the internet.
You're not reinventing the internet.
Exactly. So the internet has been disrupted. Like it is disruptive. The iPhone is disruptive. Mm-hmm. It is disruptive. Creation of computers, disruptive forever.
Hold on. iPhone is disruptive. Yes. But now you now have similar products like the iPhone.
Doesn't make it less disruptive.
It was a disruption back then. Right,
it's
now,
the people that are copying that are not disruptive.
Young lady.
Wow.
I cannot take.
Guys, he called me young lady.
I cannot take an iPhone now.
Should we do this?
Hold on, hold on. I cannot climb up the stage and say, hey guys, we have disrupted. Look at the iPhone. It's not more regarded as a disruption.
No, we are missing the point. Disruption is not moment based. No, the person that brings this first and causes the disruption is what the disruption is. The internet was disruptive, is disruptive, because
it's not more disruptive.
It is disruptive because you can't talk about the internet like the time it came out. It was not like,
okay. You know,
I don't know
guys,
how to explain. No, no,
guys,
no, no, no.
Let's move ahead.
No, no,
what
we can't move ahead. You can't confuse. You can't confuse our. No.
We need to hear their own feedback.
So the fact that something was okay. So you say the computer was not an innovation.
Mm-hmm.
So because it was an innovation then, it's no longer an innovation now.
I won't regard it as innovation.
That's very disrespectful to the inventor.
Nope.
Yes, it is. Because you would then say that because Steve Wozniak was an inventor then when he invented the laptop or mm-hmm. the MacBook, he's no longer an inventor now.
I'm not saying he's no longer.
Exactly. You invented, can never disruption.
I will not regard this as a disruption at this moment because
no.
we've moved past the time.
Yes, but it
we've
doesn't change the fact that it was it's easy. A disruption, it cost a lot of shift. You can't now say I undisrupt the disruption.
How are you undisrupting?
It is a disruption and
how?
It will forever be a disruption.
How are you undisrupting disruption?
By saying it's no longer a disruption, mm-hmm. that's what you're saying. Okay, mm-hmm. So are you saying the internet is not a disruption?
The internet was a disruption. At this point in time,
once
if
a
you
president,
come again,
always a you know, president.
If you come today and say, oh guys, here's the internet, this is where I do my business, I'll say no, you're not.
No, you did
because
not
the internet
invent,
already exists.
You are walking.
It's a disruption
walking,
already. I cannot regret.
You are walking on the pedestal of a disruption that already exists. You cannot reinvent the internet because it already exists. You can't say Uber is no longer a disruption because Taxify has come out.
Uber is still a disruption.
My point
because
exactly.
It's still relevant till now.
Internet is forever relevant
internet,
till somebody comes up
internet
and does something different.
Relevant, but let's
but
not go all
so the internet is not relevant now.
It is relevant.
So then it's no longer a disruption.
Is forever relevant.
Till I said
because
it's forever,
a lot of things
it's forever
are changing
relevant
when it
till it
comes
extinct. It's forever relevant till it becomes extinct. And right now, the internet is not extinct. It's still very much relevant. So you cannot click on disrupt on the disruption.
You're not clicking on disrupt.
That's what you're doing.
What
when
I'm
you say
you,
it was a disruption, but it's no longer a disruption.
Going back to the idea of the iPhone, which was very disruptive. I will not expect you to pick up an iPhone, stand on stage and say, hey guys, I present to you disruption. Because this has already happened many
well,
years
no,
back.
No, 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 you're missing
is,
the point. Are
I'm
you saying iPhone
point.
Is not
I made the point.
Uh-uh.
Hold on.
Are you saying iPhone
how can you tell me I'm missing
not...
a point I made at the, in the first
no,
place?
No, but that's the point. Like, you're missing it. You're actually, you said internet is no longer a disruption. What you're saying is, it was a disruption, but it's no longer a disruption. Like, Obama was a president, but now he's no longer
he's
a president.
He's not the president.
Don't ever say that for people to hear.
He's
once a president, always
he's
a president. The fact that you're not the current president. The fact that you're not the current...
He's
like
not
this.
The current president.
The fact that you are not
States
the current president doesn't make
well,
you not
on.
A president. We ran into this person, great person by the way, very inspiring speaker, and he told us about innovation. When invention and innovation comes together,
it doesn't make sense to
or
me.
When innovation and disruption, I don't know man, but it was something
invention
about invention and innovation coming
together.
Together.
Doesn't make sense.
And
to me,
I felt like, well. Invention and innovation are kind of the same thing, just one can apply to services, processes and more, while the other one can apply to just products or tangible things.
I think
so,
we need to be careful with, you know, with the kind of people we listen to. Yes, some of these people are really learned and good at what they do, but when they start trying to blur the line, an innovation is an innovation, it doesn't have to be an invention.
Yup, I think the idea of lingua is just what our problem
yeah.
is. Can we just focus on making the world a better place, trying to solve problems? If your own blows up, if your solution blows up and becomes a disruptive solution, why not? But we can't all aim for disruptive solutions. We can't. Some problems are just very important. Like, some people need clean water to drink. Some people need to find ways to get rid of refuse. If your solution now becomes disruptive, bravo! We clap for you, but innovators, inventors, everybody still makes money.
So how, before we go, how do you become disruptive?
I don't want us to dwell on that, honestly, because you would then give people the idea that you have to always aim for disruption. I think you should aim to be innovative. I don't think you should aim for any of those things.
My personal opinion,
you can take OEM's advice, but my personal opinion is don't aim to innovate, invent, disrupt, innovate. Just aim to solve problems. Once you aim to solve problems, somehow your solutions will come. And when your solutions
give them a secret.
Is the
That's
truth.
It. That's and how to be innovative.
It doesn't matter.
Look for problems to solve.
Once your solutions can come in sort in manners of invention, innovation, or even disruption. You don't know. Just focus on the problem and the solution.
Okay. Yes, 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 what I feel and how I think you can get more innovative. To be innovative, you can do several things. You don't have to aim to, you know, come up with one crazy mad idea that nobody has thought about. First of all, you can continuously improve your product or your service offering. Just deliver your products better, deliver your services better, find a way to make your customers get the best out of your product. That's a very good way of being innovative. You can also change your business model. Change the way your customers assess your service offerings, or change the way you even, you know, contact or service your customers. And thirdly, you can do something really crazy. I mean, I talked to you about a company that started selling socks in threes rather than two. They were trying to be disruptive and it worked. But the main thing about being innovative is that there are many times you fail. So don't be afraid to fail, because it's part of being innovative.
So guys, if you have any contributions or anything you'd like to say or comments or any information at all, just send us an email, questions@theafropreneur.net, or just drop your comments here. I mean, we need everybody to be able to learn.
Yeah, you can tweet at us at theafropreneur, and you can find us on Instagram. Yeah, theafropreneur. So till next week, be awesome. You've got to save, you've got to save, you've got to save it.